As for the venue, if I'm going to guess, this will be the last time they go there. And it's not that it's not a great course. It is a great course. And so that's not the issue here. The issue is multifold. One, it's Los Angeles, so and it's right there. I mean, I've been by the course, but it's right there at Los Angeles Century City, Beverly Hills. It's right there. The traffic is incredible, but also by how it was handled by the members at the club, ticket wise. They were very strict on tickets for this. And they had 23,000 tickets. Okay, 14,000 were for the suites. Only 9,000 were for people to walk the grounds. Come on. This is the United States Open. It's open to anybody. Open it up to the crowd. Let the crowds in. Hey, if you're watching that tournament, I'll tell you what you saw over and over again. I didn't see deep galleries out there. Oh, I saw the stands. Yeah, there were a lot of people in the stands. I also saw Nakatomi Plaza in the background, too. I thought that was a riot. If you ever saw the movie Die Hard. That was the view from my room at the 2008 Rose Bowl. Like, I'm up in the, I don't know, like the 23rd floor, and I look out and go, huh, Nakatomi Plaza. There you go. But you've got to let people in. You can't keep making this thing corporate, like all this stuff corporate all the time. You can't do it. I know that's where the money is. I got that. I understand that. But that's not where the emotion is from. The emotion is corporate provides money. It's important. But emotion is provided by the average, everyday woman, man that wants to go out and wants to cheer for Rory McIlroy, wants to cheer for Brooks Koepka, wants to cheer for Wyndham Clark, wants to cheer to see the best golfers in the world play. And that's... that's something we can't lose sight of in every sport. We can't lose sight of that.